From the sports desk of the Northwest Florida Daily News, this is the Armchair Quarterbacks Podcast with your hosts, Seth Stringer and Sam Grubenhoff, the leading authorities on high school football for the Emerald Coast. Now it's the Armchair Quarterbacks Podcast.
For playing a part in this, because they got multiple applications of people that are making a difference, and I believe, you know, train up a child in the way they should go. When they get old, they will not depart from it. And so to start at age 11 and stay steadfast and committed to serving is pretty phenomenal for anyone today, but for to do it for six continuous years and then going on to be an engineer and your days and years ahead. But I love the standard you've set amongst the generation, that it's cool and you can be dedicated and you can serve and you can honor. And so looking back, people will tell the story of what really what you did. And so in life later, I know you'll get a chance to mentor, but I love the Florida Healthcare. Throughout the whole state of Florida, they came to Crestview and honored you because of what you've sown into the lives of many. I don't know if you'll ever be able to tell the impact you've made on the lives of so many, but I do hope and pray that you do get to witness that at some point. So just from my perspective, congratulations. I'm really honored by your victory today and being recognition by Florida Healthcare and representing Northwest Florida so well.
Randy, if you want to come up. I don't know when I'm supposed to. Okay, I'm just going to read this plaque that we are presenting on behalf of Florida Healthcare Association, the Young Adult Volunteer of the Year Award for 2018, presented to Randy Connor in recognition of your outstanding contributions as volunteers to the residents and staff of Crestview Rehabilitation Center.
Okay, so they're making me talk, so just bear with me for a minute. I just want to say thank you for everyone that showed up, because, you know, Mitch came all the way from Eglin to come support me. My team's here, and I love all of you. Thank you for coming and being, like, my best friend and, like, my family. Thank you for everyone that came out. It really does mean a lot to me. Like, I'm a crier, so, like, I'm holding it back, like, I'm trying. I just want to say that it's very easy to give your time. You know, it doesn't cost a thing. Just like when you have 3 days, just come up here even and just hang out. Like, all those residents over there are actually pretty cool. I love hanging out with them. If you call bingo, you better call it right though, or else you're gonna hear it. But other than that, it's a great time. And just seeing them smile when you go up and give them a hug just means the world. You know, cause like, it's just a hug. That's all you gotta give. And they're just the sweetest people. They're like my bonus grandparents, and I wouldn't trade them for anything. And thank you for this award. I never thought I would receive something for doing what I felt was right. And I just really am grateful for this opportunity. And I'm so thankful for everyone that showed up. And just thank you for all that you do for me.